Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, little animals gathered around the radio. Here we go. Here we go. We are off and running. And Randy Zachary is my name, and this is our filibuster for funds, as it were. Going to make like Ted Cruz today. You remember Ted Cruz? A few months back, did the filibuster, and whether we're not getting into politics today, but basically, you know, Ted Cruz talked until, you know, it was filibuster, talked and talked and talked, trying to, of course, do some things that we won't get into. But the idea is the same here. We're going to filibuster for funds today. We're going to talk until we raise $5,000. And that's what Kidstar Radio Network is looking for in terms of launching their Hawaii. Hiki Radio is Hawaiian for kids, Keiki. And that's what we're going to be doing. So excited about that. Pono Radio kind of stepping back and in kind of the go-giver spirit, as we've talked about. We're going to kind of spend some time here today hoping to help Keiki Radio get going. So just going to lay out sort of the format for today, if you will. We are going to be on three separate blog talk channels. We're also, I believe, and I'm waiting to hear confirmation from my man Bruce in Command Central at Kidstar Radio Network, but we're efforting, shall we say, I love that word, we're efforting being able you to listen live on kidstar.org. So that is, of course, where you can go to donate. This is a little different than your typical kind of radio station pledge-a-thon thing. Really, you know, love you to call in. Obviously, you can do that if you want to share. You have a story, you just have an encouraging comment about kids, the mission. We're going to be sharing the mission of Kidstar Radio. And you're welcome to call in, and we'll be giving you those numbers. In fact, the number here for this first segment from 8 to 10 Pacific time, the number for you to call in is 347-945-5428. That's 347-945-5428. And you can, I'm getting all kinds, if I sound like I'm distracted here at the beginning, I'm getting texts and tweets and Facebook messages, which is it looks like I got the thing from Bruce, he's working on hooking us up on Kidstar. So, of course, we're at blogtalkradio.com. / Realty Universal, one of our sponsors for this event today, Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal. So that's where we are currently. So from 8 to 10, we're going to be here. Then we're going to move, kind of like, you know, kind of like SportsCenter goes to ESPN News and ESPN2. We're going to actually then move from at 10 o'clock over to another blog talk station, and that's going to be our good friend Dr. Rhonda Nelson. And we'll give you the information there and the call-in numbers and whatnot. But the point is, the whole day today, you can literally go right to kidstar.org and donate. There's a big purple button, and it says, you know, become a Kidstar. And I'm going to go to the phone zone. I think there's somebody there. Hello?
Hello, Mr. Randy.
Hi, you there?
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Is this Bo?
This is Bo. How are
What's
you?
What's up? Good, buddy. Very cool. Calling in from Atlanta, GA, eh?
All the way from Atlanta. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, I think with Blog Talk Radio and some of the Skype and processing and whatnot they do, we get a little bit of a delay. So we'll try not to trample on each other, because you and I trampling on each other could be painful, if you know what I mean.
Oh, absolutely. Well, we got a couple a couple large fellas.
Former football player types, and and by the way, before we dive in to our event today, and actually we've already dove in, but how about those Packers, my man? Fourth and eight.
Yeah. No, I'm excited about that. Good to know Aaron's back in the game.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. What went on there for sure? Ball on essentially the 50-yard line, and boom, throws that 50-yard touchdown pass in the last minute. So exciting stuff if you're a Packer fan. I'm an Aaron Rodgers fan. He's from Chico. Used to come hang out at the radio station we worked at, and disclaimer: I'm not really a diehard Packers fan, but I am a fan, so all of a sudden I'm interested again. All right, so I just got a Facebook from Bruce. He's at the Mothership, the Kidstar Radio Network, and he says, we be live on Kidstar. So you can listen on kidstar.org. Tell people to go there to donate and to listen. I don't know about you, dude. I know you're pretty savvy on the internet stuff, but I'm seeing Facebooks and tweets, all kinds of stuff going on. My phone's kind of going crazy, and so I'm a little distracted, but I'm going to make it, man. I'm going to figure this out. For sure.
What's funny, Randy, is I'm attached to the messages for this event, and as you're talking, I'm getting ding, 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 ding. I hear people writing into the thread about Kidstar.
Sweet. Very, very cool. Yeah. Well, again, kidstar.org, man, you can go to the website and check that out. You can, obviously they have their story there, and it's an amazing story, and you can go there and check that out. Basically, Perry DeMone, I'm trying to read stuff as people are don't listen to Kisawa trying to talk live. There's a 30-second delay. Okay. Yeah, just like any other radio station, if you do call in, and by the way, the number is 347-945-5428, these first couple hours here. You can't be listening to yourself while you maybe are trying to call in and talk to us, because there's a little bit of a delay. So, just be aware of that. So you're a radio guy, and Bo, talk to me about how cool it is that kids, starting at an early age, get to kind of explore their passion and their purpose and their voice at an early age by doing a radio show. How cool is that?
Well, Randy, we talked about it some on the Rich Life show this past week, and I really got excited because a lot of the time I'm spending talking to people about their money and doing well with their money and living well and investments. But what better investment can we make, if we really think about it, than investing in our kids and investing in the future and maybe helping some of our kids recognize some talents and some things they're passionate about when they're young, when they're in school, whether it's elementary, middle school, high school, and really give them that outlet to have their voice. So when I heard about what Kidstar was doing, it made me want to go here in Atlanta and see if we can't help get some of these started, because I can't think of a better way or better exposure to kids. What's funny to me, sometimes we'll have guests come on the radio show and they're so terrified and shy of talking on the radio. I thought, well, we can cure a lot of that for our kids and just give them a leg up in the world by getting used to sharing their opinions, sharing their voice, and just a great cause.
Yeah. Well, and we're going to have on, in fact, here in the in a few minutes, we're going to have on one of the hosts of Kidstar Radio Network, and his name is Connor Brantley. And dude is a 15-year-old politician, and he's a member of the White House Press Corps.
Wow, I can't wait. I'm looking
15.
Forward to that.
And he is going to be, and he's going to be, he's going to be talking politics, and that's going to be exciting. Again, I'm getting all kinds of texts, and I'm sorry for sounding distracted. I'll get used to this. For those of you again who are listening on Blog Talk Radio, we're on Blog Talk Radio / Realty Universal. blogtalkradio.com/realtyuniversal for the first 2 hours. So that's where we're at. You can also send it kidstar.org. So that's probably the best way to do it, because that's a whole lot smaller and shorter in terms of having to type in whatnot. So go to kidstar.org and be listening. So Connor's going to check in with us here in just Kidstar Radio Network, and he is a 15-year-old politician. We're also going to have on a little later Mario Jr., who is all about – it's the Alive – I think it's called the Alive and Green Show. He's the host of the Alive and Green Show. He's an environmental activist in Florida. In the 10 o'clock hour, Chef Eliana is the host of the Cool Kids Cook Show. She's published 3 cookbooks, Pelican, interviewed famous chefs from all over the world, including the White House pastry chef, has several chef friends in Hawaii, and she's going to be on. And Maddie Rose at 11 o'clock. Maddie Rose is the host of the Fame Game. Her 100th show is in the books recently. She is also Miss Arizona Outstanding Teen. So she's going to be with us in the 11 o'clock hour. 1 o'clock hour, Lindsay Marie. She's our youngest host. She's 7 years old, and she's the host of a show called Book. It's on the air, and reads books. So, again, how cool is that? Kidstar Radio Network. Go to kidstar.org, and you can listen there. You can also pledge. And Bruce, our man at at the headquarters, at the mothership, is going to be Facebooking me when we start getting pledges. Hopefully. Obviously, that is, I'm just reading again as people are texting. I'm sorry. This is kind of crazy. That's the important thing is you don't have to call in. You know, you can, and that number is 347-945-5428. But you can also just go right to kidstar.org and pledge, or I should say donate right there. Boom, done. And it's via PayPal. And I'm guessing, I haven't heard from Bruce, we haven't got our first, the very, very first today. Go to kidstar.org and there's a big button there that says Become a Kids Champion, and you click on that and you can donate any amount. Let me just say, any donation over $100, $100 or more, we are going to be, as a way of saying thank you, passing on to you a discount travel voucher, 6 nights at a luxury Mexican resort. We're talking, Puerto Vallarta, kind of thing. And get this, here's the discount. That normally that would cost a whole lot of money. We're talking $15 processing fee and $300 in taxes and fees. And boom, you're 6 nights Mexican resort. As our way of saying thank you for donating to Kidstar. So do that right now. Go to kidstar.org and donate right there. That's how we differ from your typical kind of radio. We're not asking you to call in and pledge here. You can, but we're asking you to go right to kidstar.org and make a donation right there. So we'd love for you to do that. And Bo, now you have been on radio for quite a while, and talk to us a little bit about what you do and the vision of what you do.
Oh, sure. I'd love to. And it's a lot of what connected us because of a lot of the similar passions. And I have a financial business, a financial agency in the U.S., Rich Life Financial. And it came about 8 years ago after being in the business for about 10 years of helping people with their money. I realized I was missing the boat. And I was guilty of what almost all the financial professionals out there do, not for bad reasons, what we're taught to do. And it became very clear to me that instead of 100 other guys in my city here solely focused on money and financial statements with our clients, that really what gave me a bigger mission and a bigger purpose here was to help people get crystal clear on what it was that lit them up and get clear on what it was that excited them of the version of who they were made to be. And then let's utilize their assets and resources to make sure we're creating that in their life. And that became the basis of the Rich Life message. and you've been around for a while now, and you see it from there, it's gone into we put it in a book, and it did really well, became a bestseller, turned it into a radio show, and we've been able to syndicate that. And I just love it because I'm just kind of facilitating this great mission of other people that are on this journey that I'm excited about.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You know, and again, radio has been that kind of avenue. So your passion, because you're originally, you know what, you have like, you studied both finances and psychology, right?
Yeah, have the bizarre mix of finance and psychology as my degrees, but it ended up working out pretty well.
Yeah, but again, let's go back to Daystar, man. Can you imagine kids figuring out their passion and their purpose at age 7, 8, 9, 10? And, and you know, and radio can do that, man, right? Radio is a way for you to talk about what you're passionate about and really begin to explore it. And can you imagine if you'd done all this back, you know?
That's what we're talking about. Imagine if a lot of the skill set and a lot of working through and just the comfort and the interacting with people, the networking that can come up. And like we're talking about with The Rich Life, I feel like I was blessed. It took me 8 to 10 years to find it, but to find that thing that I was so passionate about that I knew I was going to spend the rest of my life sharing. And what radio did for me is it gave me a leveraging. Radio gave me a leveraging tool to share that message with a lot of people. You know, I could have talked about it here locally, but I was very limited. So for these kids to have the opportunity, I mean, to hear about the young man that's a politician, the chef, the host you're talking about being green. These kids are plugging. These are young people, and they're already passionate and plugging into something and speaking it and sharing it. And that, to me, that's really exciting to see.
Yeah, they're passionate, and they're, like I said, they're finding their passion. And again, kidstar.org is where you can go to donate. I'll check in with Bruce here again in a few minutes, and we'll see if the donations are beginning. But again, that's the purpose of this, to make you familiar with Kidstar Radio, kidstar.org. And again, we are launching the Hawaiian office, if you will. We're helping Kidstar do that, and it's Keiki Radio. Again, Keiki is Hawaiian for kids, and so Keiki Radio in Hawaii, we're launching. Hey, Bo, I think we have Connor on the line. Let's go to the phone zone. Hey, Connor, are you there?
I am. How are you?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me. Our connection might be a little dicey, so you might be dropping off a couple of times. So I apologize if I have to ask you to repeat anything or anything like that.
No worries, man. No worries. Do you have a White House press briefing coming up anytime soon? So we need to let you go quick, or you got a few minutes?
No, we're good. Those all take place in the afternoon, so we should be good, but it doesn't matter because this is really important, and I'm thrilled to be here.
Awesome, man. Awesome. So, again, when we say you're 15 years old and you are the, you know, you're a member of the White House Press Corps, tell us how that came about, man. Tell us the story, dude. That's amazing.
Well, thank you. I first got involved with Kidstar a couple of years ago by getting in contact with Perry DeMone. And it was really just a great organization. It's a great organization for many reasons. But obviously, it just is great in terms of getting the message out there and getting out there. And, of course, that led me to the White House, which has just been a great experience. I mean, you can't really ask for a better gig than covering the President of the United States if that's something that you're interested in. It's like something that's interested in sports, being able to cover the Super Bowl. So it's been really an amazing experience. It just kind of came about, not necessarily through any particular reason, but just one day I just happened to get in contact with somebody at the White House, and it just kind of worked out to them. It's been really great so far. I really can't think of a better way to have done it than through Kidstar.
Yeah, I mean, so this passion was a passion of yours, and then you connected with Perry and Kidstar, and
right.
you've been able to, you know, fan this flame, as it were, man, right? You've been able to really, really dig into your passion. Now, do you have like a weekly show, and how long is it, and what do you do on your show?
Sure. Yeah, Hello My Future is calling every Friday, 1 p.m. Eastern time. I encourage you to look it up, Voice America Kids. It's really great because it's great to have. There's a difference between TV and radio. Radio obviously being where you can have a full-length conversation with people that you can't have on TV, where you have 10-minute, 5-minute segments. So it's just really great to be able to talk to politicians, professors, whoever, experts, who really know what they're talking about and who can give us a clear insight on what's happening today and what's happening in our political system. I think that's really important, especially for kids to hear it as well. I mean, you have to remember that kids today, their importance of our political system is well overlooked. I mean, you have people in Washington who, when they're putting together their poll data, when they're looking at the electorate, when they're trying to go after the next election, kids, young folks, aren't part of it, which is, I fairly make sense because kids, a lot of kids are having to vote. But I'm talking about kids who are 18 to 25. They're completely discounted. But what makes an informed 18 to 25-year-old voter is someone who, at a young age, started paying attention to what was going on and who knew what was going on. The moment you register to vote, you don't start to turn to the news and automatically know what's going on. It takes a long time to form opinions and to know what you're talking about. So I think that's why it's so important to make kids aware of what's happening and to make young people aware of what's happening and get them to have their own opinions. I mean, that's the thing is that it's great to be important, but you also have to form your own opinion because you got to vote. What's good about knowing everything without having any opinion, because then you can't vote, right? And we want to inform voting society. So I think that that's really the main goal of Hello Future is Calling, and I think hopefully it succeeded. Now, I'm sure it'll be on the air for many more years, so that's exciting as well.
Wow. Wow, so because I think as I'm listening to you, I think of the man on the street kind of stuff the late night comedians do. Leno and Conan O'Brien, and they'll go on the street and ask adults who's the vice president of the United States, and nobody knows.
Exactly.
And that's just amazing. So if adults aren't kind of aware, you can imagine kids are like whatever, you're right. It's important, isn't it,
exactly.
To get them involved.
It's sad that, I mean, you look at the figures for who votes in a presidential election. You have different levels of elections. You have off-year elections, you have midterm elections, and you have presidential elections. Obviously, the order in which I said is it goes from least to greatest in terms of participation and percentage of people registered to vote who are actually voting. So, for example, in an off-term election, you may have 20% vote, or maybe even lower than that. In a midterm election, you may have 30 to 40%. But in a presidential election, hopefully the goal is to have 50%, or maybe the most, like 55%. To me, that's pretty sad that we are gunning for 50, 55% of the electorate out voting. I mean, why can't it be 70, 80, 90%. I mean, people who are registered to vote, it's not even in the total population, it's people who actually took the time to go register to vote, so why aren't they voting? And to me, that's just sad. It says that people, when they get their driver's license, they sign a back or check the box to register to vote, but they don't actually know. Or people who are registered to vote but who just don't feel informed enough to vote. That needs to be changed, and I think there are a lot of ways to do that. But one of them, like I said earlier, is having an electorate who, from an early age, knows what's going on and is familiar with the situations. Not everybody has to be a political junkie at a young age, like me, but I think it's important to know, to be aware of your surroundings, to be aware of what's going on in this world, because it ultimately affects you. You can say it doesn't, it ultimately does. And that's the thing that's always surprised me, is that young people seem so aloof, and it's almost like they don't think that they're untouchable and that anything that happens, nothing applies to them, which is completely false, of course. They think that if the markets fall, it has no effect on them. Well, that's absolutely not true. I could go into many ways, but I can go into many ways that it does affect them. And so it's just things like that that I think it requires more attention and more more, I don't know, I think more acute awareness of people of young ages.
Yeah, we're listening to Connor Brantley. This is amazing stuff. He is a host on KidStar Radio Network, and he's got a political show on Fridays, 1 o'clock Eastern. You can obviously listen to it on KidStar.org as well, right, as Voice America Kids Channel, because KidStar basically does the programming for Voice America Kids, correct?
Correct, yes, that is correct.
Yeah. So, again, folks, here's what we're doing. Let's just reset. Speaking of politics, you're going to like this, Connor. This is a filibuster for funds today is what we're calling it, a filibuster for funds. Yeah, I'm gonna talk like I'm going to make like Ted Cruz today, and I'm going to talk until we raise $5,000 to help launch Keiki Radio in Hawaii. So, again, we need you to go to kidstar.org, and we need you to donate. Hit that big purple button that says Become a KidStar Champion today. And we're, again, I've said it, and now we've laid the line down. I'm going to be here. Good Lord, this could be a while today, but, you know, all it takes really, I mean, one person could do the 5,000, and you know who you are out there, so we're talking to you. So, Connor, we're gonna let you go here in a minute, but, hey, Bo, are you still on the line there, buddy?
I am. I'm just listening to Connor's story and what he's doing with the radio show, Connor. And what I'd like to say, my background is I do a radio show around people's finance and how they apply it and how it functions in the real life. But I'm hearing a similar theme to what you're saying that I really love to hear is if we educate people when they're young, they end up making a lot better decisions when they're a little older and we're not having to undo things. So really kudos to what you're doing, getting that information out there.
Well, thank you. Yes, I appreciate it, and thank you for what you do as well. I think that, I think you're absolutely right. The key is knowledge, and the key is being informed, and with that comes amazing opportunity. And so I think that's why I'm letting you go donate today, because it's that's exactly what KidStar's doing. And so I think that it's not just me, it's other hosts as well who have different causes, and whether it's environmental issues or animal rights, whatever. It's great. So I encourage everybody to go and click that other button.
Very cool, man. One more question. You got time for one more question?
Sure. Yeah,
so how long? Let's see. Two parts. Now I sound like a member of the White House press corps. How long have you been a member of the White House press corps? And what is a memorable moment in the White House press room for you?
Yeah, well, since March of last year, probably I think the most interesting, that's a real tough one. Being able to, I think this is outside of the press room, obviously, but I think the problem is being able to travel with the President of the United States and be on the first one and just see that whole, the dynamic of how all that works. It's so crazy. I could, you know, spend a while here telling you the whole story of it all, but it's just amazing the dynamics of it, how it all works, how it's all put together, just the pace that things move at, how exciting everything is. You know, 1 minute you'll be here, next minute you'll be here, or rushing you off the airplane, you can see the President for 5 minutes. I mean, you're on the same plane as the President of the United States, but you would never know it because you never get to see him. Until maybe he'll occasionally come in for a high, but that's rare. But once you get on the plane, you take a few pictures, you jump in the middle, turn your mouth to your next event. It's absolutely crazy. Obviously, I wish I could do it full time. I can't because I have school, but it is truly an amazing experience. It's just really a pleasure.
Wow. Connor Brantley with us again, host on KidStar Radio Network, and again, an example of why we're doing what we're doing today to help KidStar expand their reach. And again, you can catch his show 1 o'clock Eastern on KidStar.org or, of course, the Voice America Kids Network as well. And Connor, man, what an honor, dude. Thank you so much for inspiring kids. And well, we may get you back on some other shows as we get more and more kids, because you're a role model, obviously, in terms of your passion. I can hear it in your voice, and that's so important to transmit that passion to kids. about whatever their passion is. So thank you. Thank you so much for what you do, man, and spending some time with us.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Take care.
Thanks, buddy. All right.
You
take
too.
Care, man. All right. Connor Brantley, again, one of the KidStar Radio Network hosts. And folks, that is why we're doing what we're doing. Dude is a member of the White House press corps. Bo, how cool is that? Bo, wait a minute. Wait, Bo. Bo, are you? Oh, there you are. Hey, Bo, are you there?
I'm here. I think so.
How cool is that, man? I kind of accidentally turned your mic off. I'm sorry.
Oh,
how cool
great.
Is that?
That happens a lot. No, it really is. It's really amazing. Because there's in interacting with families and talking with a lot of parents and even interacting with kids. There's kids out there that don't feel like they deserve or have a voice. And you can hear this young man, you can hear in Connor, just this is a confident kid. And
oh my
imagine
goodness.
What that could do for a lot of young people out there.
Oh man, oh man, oh man.
Randy, let me put on my financial planner hat for a minute for our listeners. We talk about, and I think most people agree when we bring this up, if we talk about investing in real estate, mutual funds, our retirement accounts, let's talk about investing in our kids, in the next generation. And for those of people that are starting to think about the year end and planning for next year, if you have things, charitable giving that you'd like to do, if I'm not mistaken, KidStar is a 501c3, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, it might be a great opportunity to invest in the – well, I can't think of a better investment. I can tell you about all kinds, but I can't think of a better one than kids, than these kids.
Yeah. Well, yeah, absolutely, dude. You know, absolutely. And that's what kind of why we're doing this today. End of the year, a lot of churches, a lot of nonprofits, right, are pretty active in, you know, if you will, asking for folks to consider an end-of-the-year gift if they're still wanting or needing a tax deduction for – you know, this year, 2013. And this, as they say, this is good soil to plant in. I mean, the future of kids, helping them find their, you know, their purpose, their voice. And, oh, by the way, connecting them worldwide on a global network. What? Yeah.
That's right.
How cool.
You know,
and then you said, oh, go ahead.
No. Finish that thought, but you're – you brought up a thought with your worldwide network comment. So go finish what you were thinking.
Well, I just – when I hear you talk about your, you know, your expertise, which is, you know, which is financial planning, now you combine that with radio, and I think the biggest kind of regret a lot of parents have is that, you know, they didn't get training on financial stuff early. And so if we were to, you know, get some kids who got fired up about, you know, helping other kids think about financial planning at an early age, how needed is that, right?
Oh, no, it's amazing. And that actually excites me, too, the idea of, because what happens, and I love when I run across parents that they're open to finding learning opportunities to teach their kids financial basics. Because what happens is when we get the basics, we're not going to get them in school, and most of the time when we get them, it's when life teaches them to us, and there's really no buffer, and it can kind of be harsh lessons. So if we can get those lessons younger, our kids aren't the ones that I see coming to me every week that are 40s, 50s, after some bad decisions and some bad things have happened. They've gotten the foundation and the skills to actually build it right the first time. So really exciting.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Hey, are you still there, Bo?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yep.
Okay.
Felt you
like
got
you me? Kinda, I got you. So, yeah, absolutely. Hang on just a sec. Okay. I'm getting other stuff going on. Absolutely. You know, Dave Ramsey, man, right? You, people in your category, in your profession, you know, I think over and over you hear it from people who've made bad decisions, and it's, you know, and they're trying to get out of debt and trying to, is it, we didn't really get taught this in school. We didn't really get taught and you know, they always talk about, and I know you, I'm sure, share this with your clients, when you take a kid and go, okay, here's the deal, you're in sixth grade. If you start, or even 10th grade or 12th grade, but, you know, the earlier the better, when kids and even teenagers and young adults start putting away $100 a month over 20 or 30 years, that whole compound interest thing, they literally could be millionaires, whether they, you know, no matter what they did for a living, just by being intentional about saving starting at an early age, right? Am I right?
Oh, yeah. You're back to the basics, compound interest. But one of the programs we teach parents and grandparents, especially around this time of year, is like maybe not so much do an extra toy or two, but if we put a very little bit, we have retirement plans starting as early as 15 days old. And if we put a very little bit in monthly, when a child's that young and they have that long to compound, an average kid, and then you have them take it over when they graduate school. So you use it as a learning and teaching lesson for them. You can set up your kid to have $3.5-4 million by the time they were to retire. Now, could you imagine if our parents had that information and knowledge, and we all have peace of mind knowing that we could contribute and have that in place one day?
Wow! And again, radio the vehicle to do that. And you know, if you could spark that interest in kids and go, you know, especially if their parents have struggled. I know a lot of kids, right? Watch parents struggle and go, "That's not going to be me," right? Well, how about getting fired up about it, getting a radio show, talking to kids worldwide about the need to get educated on finances at an early age? My goodness. Wow. Hey, KidStar Radio Network is where we're broadcasting. Of course, also on blogtalkradio.com/Realty Universal. Realty Universal, one of the sponsors of our program here today. And much like ESPN, we're going to be hopping on to other blog talk radio shows throughout the day. But you can always find us at kidstar.org as we broadcast live there. That's also where you'll find this huge purple button that says Become a KidStar Champion. And you click on that and you can donate. And we're looking for those donations today as we help a KidStar Radio Network launch, expand into Hawaii. And they're calling it Keiki Radio there. K-E-I-K-I, which is Hawaiian for kids. So, again, love for you to be a part of that. Go to kidstar.org. We're making like Ted Cruz today. We're going to filibuster for funds till we get her done. So, Bo, I know you're going to check out here pretty soon, but I'm here, man. So call back. I might get lonely.
There you go. So Red, so the goal is if we did, let's break this down. If we did a goal of $100. It doesn't take that many people to hit 5,000.
I see 50, right? That'd be 50 at 100.
Yeah,
I could do the math.
Yeah, that was a test. I was going to see how long that took.
I'm going to go to the phone zone. Hey, Bo, can you hang out for a few more minutes?
Yeah, I'm good for a few minutes.
Okay, let's go to the phone zone because Perry Damone, founder of KidStar Radio, is in the in the phone zone. Let's go there now. Hey, Perry, are you there?
Hey, Randy, how you doing?
Doing well, my man. How are you?
I'm doing great.
There?
How you doing, Bo?
Doing good.
Super.
Hey, there's a lot of processing in the Blog Talk Radio studios, as you're, I'm sure, aware of, Perry, and so might be a little bit of a delay, so we'll try not to trample on each other, but thank you so much for calling in, man. I mean, my goodness. Where do we start? 27 years of giving children a voice. You know, your labor of love is, this is an amazing, amazing thing. And I know we could talk for hours, but would you kind of just give us a brief history of, you know, how this started and, you know, what are some of your highlights and, you know, some of the mission and vision as you see it as the founder?
Sure, and first of all, thank you so much for what you guys are doing, and wow, has it been that long? Yeah, 27 years. I actually started the KidStar program by accident. I was asked to speak at Shumway Elementary School way back in 1987 in Chandler, Arizona, And my music teacher, the music teacher there, Linda Minton, asked me to come speak on Career Day. So we were given like 10 minutes to talk about careers. And I ended up, and I was on, by the way, at that point I was on KEZ 99.9 FM in Phoenix. And I was there for about 2 hours. And we talked radio, and it was the days that we had the AP wire. We'd have to rip the wire. A lot of radio guys know that when you ripped, you know, the news.
Rip, read.
Actually, and actually had to read the news off the wire. Well, I brought some of that, and the kids loved it, and they wanted to know all about the artist and what it's like to be on radio. And I had lunch with them, and it was like we shared milk, and it was like, wow, okay. I came up with this idea. I said, you know, Linda, why don't we just throw in a radio station in the school? And it started out, guys, to be something like fun. It still is fun, but it was just that was like the primary thing. Let them spin records. Let them, you know, talk about the weather and the traffic outside when the parents pick them up. You know, yeah. Something in that road, you know, down that road.
Yeah.
Well, you know, speed up 27 years, now it's become it's such an important integral part in kids' lives. I mean, at that point in 87, I didn't see it that at that point, but boy, as we went along, we saw pretty quickly, I'm going to say within the next 3 months of it being at Shumway, we saw some amazing things happen. Number one, we started bringing celebrities to the campus to interview on Kidstar Radio. And even though at that point, guys, the signal only went 500 feet, really, we attracted so many celebrities that it had an impact on the school. We had Chuck Connors that came in. Chuck Norris was our first. Chuck Norris was our first celebrity. Then we had Reba McEntire. Then we had Hugh Downs. And then we had Senator John McCain. He came on. We made front page news. news when John McCain came on campus, and I could go on. We had Kenny Rogers, and on and on. And what started happening is the program became so hip that all the kids wanted to be on this program. So hence the issues that were in schools at the time, let's say the gang issues, like the Oakland Raiders stuff was real popular at that time. We had, we had shirts that were black and silver, except ours glowed in the dark, and they were cool. And you know what I'm saying? So we had 63 kids on staff at Shumway Elementary back in 1987. So that's kind of where it started, where this whole thing started.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, and again, boy, talk for hours, but what I love about this program is it is amazing for, underserved school districts to keep kids, you know, on campus after school, not on the streets. Obviously, it's a no-brainer that it enhances education, reading, writing, speaking, self-confidence, all that stuff in the schools. But then you guys have expanded as well, and, you know, we're all kind of sports fans, you know, and you guys actually broadcast like professional and major college baseball, football games, right?
Yeah, we don't mess around. It's something, and my partner and both, in fact, Cornelius Hanna, Bruce Sulston, which are Angels, they hear me talking about no box. I can't stand the box. It's like, oh, we think out of the box. Well, it's still there. I didn't make that up. It's just the way we operate. So if we're going to do this, let's do it right, okay? First of all, and I know you've probably discussed this, but what we do, it's not just a microphone. We don't sort of put a kiddo behind a microphone. Our goal is to find their dream, their vision. What do you want to do when you grow up? You're 7 years old. You're 8 years old. You're 9, you're 10. You got to have a dream. I don't care what it is. I can create a radio show. You throw anything at me, and I will create a radio show around your dream. So what happens there? If, let's say you love sports, okay, and you're 12, and, just for fun, let's say you're a Dodger fan, okay? So you're 12 years old. Let's just say Dodgers. And you love the blue. Okay. So what we do is we create a sports show at Dodger Stadium and have your own booth next to Vince Scully. Doesn't it sound like wild at 12 years old?
Are you kidding?
And I'll tell you what, why don't we go ahead and train you to go behind the microphone at Dodger Stadium to call a full game on Major League Baseball's network, not half an inning, which a lot of teams do, but a full inning. I mean, full nine innings, a full game.
Full game, yeah.
And that's what we do. You brought up Major League Sports. We partner with the Los Angeles Dodgers for the last 5 years, going into our sixth season. We partner with Arena Football. We partner with WNBA. We partner with NHL. We partner with all these major league sports. So if you are in the sports field, we're going to give you, at 12 years old, the real deal. Now, at 12, you're making connections. Vin Scully loves our program. He has come into our booth. He's met the kids. He's freaked out the kids. The kids freak out because here comes Vin Scully.
Hello.
Hey, hello, good job. It's like, good job, kids, keep it up. And it's like, they're speechless.
Wow.
And what we call in radio, dead air. So, you go on the field, you have total access. You get to be in the dugout. You get to be in the manager's meeting. All this stuff. Now, I'm just saying sports, but we take this to every other field in the world. Mm. Everything, you name one field, we do the same thing, whether it be cars, whether it be fashion. There is no box here. We go, if you want to be part of the cars team, kids and cars, let's go to GM in Detroit. Let's go to Ford. Let's meet the president. Why? Because you have a global broadcast program. It doesn't make you any different than any other network, except it's run by kids, so yeah, there's a big difference, but we're part of, all the big networks out there. So if we want to talk to the head of GM at 12 or 13 or 14, we could do that. So hence, giving these kids, opening the door to their dreams at 12, 13, 14. My youngest broadcaster is 7. Which is, by the way, the youngest talk show host in the world. So when you say frontline schools, and these are the schools that have kiddos in there that need some help, I and the team at KidStar, we go into those schools, and we are relentless at finding what their dream is. Once they talk to me and tell me what their dream is, we got them. Cooking, flying, fashion, sports, we got them because we put them in our program going, okay, well, I'll tell you what, why don't we, if you love cooking, why don't we give you a shot at the Arizona Culinary Institute? Well, how much is it going to cost me? Nothing. Why don't we put the white coat and the hat on you, see what it looks like? First of all, what do you like to cook? I like to cook. Yeah, this is a true story, by the way. So, what do you like to cook? And the kiddo says, I like to cook chicken breasts. Once he tells me that, I've got him. Chicken breasts. How do you cook your chicken breasts? Oh, I just put some oil in the pan and salt and pepper. Got him. Now, how about using some butter, lemon, some capers, put a little garlic in there, and the kid goes, oh, what are capers? oh, well, that sounds kind of good. Now put a little lemon juice on it at the end. Oh, wow, that sounds pretty good. Okay.
Wow.
Boom, we get them into the Culinary Institute. Boom, we create a show called the Cooking Academy, you know, and put his name on it. Now what we've got him talking about his experience at the Arizona Culinary Institute, what it takes to be a chef. He interviews the head chef. Now we get him interviewing all the resorts in Phoenix, Arizona, Scottsdale, Paradise Valley, everywhere.
Wow.
He brings them on the show. How old is he? 14.
Wow.
Okay. Now what we want to do is take that show and give him that platform where now he's creating his own recipes. So what do I have him doing? Mm. I got him writing all the recipes down, creating his own cookbook. So now we get to publish him. How old is he? 14, 15 at that point? Okay. So 14, 15, 16, 17, by 18 years old, this kiddo has now met everybody in the industry, knows how to cook. He's got every open door, not only here in Phoenix, but in Florida, wherever across the country, Hawaii, because he's interviewed people through Skype, chefs across the country. Why stop there? Remember, no box. Let's go to France. I want to interview some French chefs. I want to interview chefs in Rome. I want to interview chefs in Munich. Now, this 14-year-old has got all this time to do this, create his show, build a platform, get a listening audience, publish himself. There you go. At 18, his future is set.
Wow. That's amazing, Perry, man. Again, go ahead. Go ahead, Bo.
No, I was just going to say, Perry, I want the excitement of what you're talking about. A lot of the work I do, even though it's around the context of finances, I'm helping people reconnect with a dream or a passion or something that died or they gave up on or forgot about. And what I love that you're doing here for these kids is you're actually helping, giving them an infrastructure to feed these dreams and to give energy to these dreams. And like you said, at 18 years old, they can be where so many people never even have the opportunity to get to. So love it.
Oh, thanks, Bo. The concept of it's so simple. It's taking the dream and the passion, which they already have. They've got a dream. Every kid has a dream. The kiddo that was under the table, he's under a table with a hoodie over him, okay? He's got the hoodie over him. 3 months later, I finally found out what this kid wants to do. Every kid has a passion, and that's the key. That's the secret, because if you get to the dream, you already have his attention. If you try to force-feed stuff down him, he's not going to take it. And he's going to hear of other kids taking their dreams and moving forward. I mean, in a car situation, I had a couple of kids which have moved on, and we have two new kids on the Kids in Cars. Oh, my gosh. When they got to the Ferrari dealership, they wouldn't get in the car. They would not get into the car. They were afraid. And then we finally got them in the car, and the salesman said, go ahead and turn it on. They freaked out.
Fire it
so
up.
So anyway, fire it up.
Well, Perry DeMone is with us. He is the founder of KidStar Radio Network, and he's got story after story, and I've heard lots of them, and it's powerful. I've drunk the Kool-Aid, as it were, man. This is, to see radio, and Bo, I know you're a radio guy. To see radio being used for this kind of good, what's not to like about helping children find their passion early, and oh by the way, connecting them globally. What is not to like there? Go to kidstar.org, please, and donate. That's why we're doing this today. And again, kind of a last-minute deal, and we've put it together, and we've got hosts lined up all day. We've got guests lined up. We heard from Connor Brantley, the 15-year-old politician / White House press corps guy, and he was amazing. We're going to hear from Mario Jr., who's an environmentalist, coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, Chef Eliana in the 10 o'clock hour, Maddie Rose in the 11 o'clock hour, And we're actually, in the 1 o'clock hour, going to talk, I think, to Lindsay Marie, who, Perry, is that the youngest one, right? She's a 7-year-old?
Lindsay Marie is actually, we started Lindsay Marie when she was 5. So when she was 5 years old, she was in the producer's seat. Okay, so we trained her a little bit backwards here, but we it just fell that way, and I thought it would be wonderful to have her actually learn the production side, the production value, how to edit, how to produce a show by timing the hosts, throwing up the cards, you know, showing the cards, going, you know, go to break, 3 minutes. So at 5 years old, she actually started with us. 2 years later, she has a show called Bookworm, which is on the KidStar/VAK network. So what does she do, guys? She reads to kids all over the world. She loves reading. So she brings authors in. She can, you know, she can start writing her own books. I've taught. In fact, when I was in Italy working a deal for KidStar in Italy, I brought her back a book, and she started reading the book in Italian.
And that's so cool.
She talks to kids. She reads to kids all over the world, and she's 7. So it's all cool stuff. Cool stuff. You got a great lineup, by the way.
I know. I'm honored, really. And I've been in radio 35 years. I'm the adult, and I'm a little intimidated by this lineup. So we got through the Connor one okay, so I think we'll be okay. I know, Bo, you got to run, right, buddy?
I've got to check out. I do, but so great to hear you. Appreciate what you're doing, Perry. Love to even connect more and learn more about what would take to maybe here on the North Metro of Atlanta get some things going. Just really,
absolutely.
Really love what you're doing out there. And
would love to do that, Bo.
And you know what I share with my listeners. All right, appreciate it. Talk to you soon.
All right, man. Okay, so again, yeah, Perry, Bo was talking about, and you know, and this is a whole nother, it just, I think you and I have joked about this, and Bruce, that the more you think about this, it's mind-boggling, because it's like going down the rabbit hole in Alice in Wonderland. There's just it expands the potential for shows, you know, expands, and the idea in Bo's category is a financial planner, and you know, the biggest, I think, thing they hear is, you know, adults who've made poor decisions or not been trained in finances is, man, I wish I would have known some of this earlier. Well, how about a kids show where you know kids get fired up about finances and helping other kids get knowledgeable and educated? So he's pretty excited about that one right there.
Well, it's almost like, how do you build the better, you know, lemonade stand? Okay, what do you do? One lemonade stand doesn't have balloons. The other one has balloons. This one has, you know what I'm saying? It's like the kids, the kids lead the program on how to do that, because what's going to happen is other kids are going to tune in. It's not an adult talking to other kids. It's kids talking to kids. So hence 31, you know, shows, radio network shows. And, you know, we partner with Voice America Kids, where you can actually hear KidStar on, you know, and Voice America Kids. And the platform is getting bigger and bigger and bigger because you're getting it. Your listener out there is you're getting it. You're going, whoa, why didn't somebody think of this before? Why, you know, the kids have a very powerful voice. And they've got stories to tell. And you won't believe, well, especially these days, you know, these kids, they already know about their passions, dreams, and visions better than we do.
Oh, yeah.
You know, let them go and talk about it. Let them go and, you know, interview their heroes. So anyway, so yeah, that's
my
what
goodness.
We do.
It is so, so cool. And, I appreciate your time and your labor of love. And, you know, I know that, you know, even as, you know, even as we speak, what's happening is people are being introduced to KidStar. I mean, this is ostensibly, you know, a fundraiser, but we're spreading, you know, awareness of this amazing program. And I've just had a gal from Florida who's an administrator in a charter school network of schools, you know, email me and ask about, you know, how to get it going there. So, I mean, it's just, you know, it's exciting. And this fundraiser idea we put together here at the last minute, and we'll see what happens. We're going to, like I say, make like Ted Cruz and filibuster for funds today. So I may be on for a while. I may need you to come back, man. Talk to me.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. You know, let me know. We could talk about Houston. We could talk about Detroit, what we're doing in Detroit. We can talk to you about what's going on in the UK, on and on and on. I mean, there's so many things. And you know, obviously want to thank your listeners and thank you, I mean, for doing this. This helps us. This really is helping us grow because we have got these projects that are actually what you were talking about. We're expanding globally. We're, in fact, I just got back from the UK and Rome. And we're the UK. In fact, we met with a member of parliament out there who loves the program, and he was saying, "Boy, where has this been? You know, where has this program been?" And he's asked. Yeah. He said, "Can we get this into the juvenile detention areas? You know, the areas where they have kids that think they don't have a chance in life." And I said, "Absolutely. Please.
Oh, yeah.
When can you put me in there?" I mean, not lock me up, which I should be sometimes, but I'm just saying, it's like, get me in there so I can talk to these kids. Come on. So.
Yeah, well, we were on the phone last week with the major grant writing firm for the LA School District, and they were blown away. They said, there's nothing like this. And this is in LA,
nothing.
Where they're pretty much cutting edge. They said they were blown away by this program, and they specialize in after-school grants because in underserved school districts, because guess what? They're trying to keep kids on campus from 3 to 6, and this is just unique.
I got to tell you a quick story. Just 2 seconds. Just kick me off whenever you're ready.
No, dude, this is your show.
You know, radio guys will talk. Back in 1999, I was working for a major network, and I got a call saying, hey, they're talking about Kidstar on C-SPAN on the floor of the Senate. And it was a friend of mine who I thought was just joking with me. And he goes, no, I'm serious. Tune in to C-SPAN. They're talking about you on the floor of the Senate.
Wow.
And boom, I hit C-SPAN. Senator Orrin Hatch of Utah is talking about the Kidstar radio program. This is 1999. And I think it was the 106th Congress, I'm pretty sure. So, but now we're part of the 106th Congress of procedures and debates as us being one of the top three programs in the country for keeping kids off the streets, out of gangs, connected. And that was back in 1999. And I tuned in, and there he was talking about Kidstar.
Wow.
He mentioned my name, which I was like freaking out at that point, going, oh, my God, it's like they're mentioning Kidstar and Perry DeBone in Phoenix, Arizona. Wow. And it was like, so we are part of the congressional record as one of the top three out there. So, but that was 1999. Here we are in 2013/14. And we're getting it, finally. We're getting it.
Yeah. People are seeing it. And, you know, you've just been way, way, way ahead of your time. And like I told you, I in my mind in 35 years of radio thought the same thing as I've done live remotes at schools. How cool would it be to get a station in this school? And then, you know, I discover you guys, and you guys have been doing this for so long. And I just think it is. I think it's ahead of the curve, and it's unique. And like I say, these grant writers for the LA School District kept saying unique, unique, unique. And, you know, it's exciting. It keeps kids interested and excited about school, keeps them off the streets in underserved areas in that 3 to 6 after school time where they get in trouble. And, you know, and then on the flip side of that, from the underserved school district to Dodger Stadium, and now you think about people who are listening. And wherever you are, whatever pro team you have, whatever major college team you have, Kidstar could be, you know, in your community doing what they're doing in L.A. at Dodger Stadium and Arizona. I know Arizona State University, and I think other things
Predators.
In the music category.
Yeah, I mean, we're with the Orlando Predators. I mean, we were at we were in New Orleans broadcasting the Arena Bowl. These are kids.
Wow.
That, I mean, we're sitting right next to NBC.
Mm.
You got NBC, and you got the Kidstar Radio Network.
Wow.
And here are these kids.
That's so cool.
That we train and put right next to them doing the Arena Bowl, and then they're in New Orleans doing the Arena Bowl. And so the Predators, we got some other things we can't bring up right now because there's some deals that we're working with some other teams. But there you go. Take those dreams.
Share it
with the world.
And think outside the box. I love that. I love that.
No box.
No box. There is no box. There is no box. So repeat that over again and over and over. There is
no
box.
That's it.
Well, thank you, sir. We've got the lines actually are kind of lit up. We've got several other people, I guess, that want to get on. So, Perry, I'm gonna let you go for now, and then, we may be checking back with you here sometime during the day if that's okay.
Sounds good.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you, Randy.
All right. Take care. Okay,
bye-bye.
Perry Damone, you guys. Bye-bye. Again, founder of Kidstar Radio Network. And, folks, amazing. Amazing. And like I say, we kept that short. We could have gone on and on and on, and tell story after story. And so here's what we're doing. Let me reset here just a little bit after the top of the hour. And we've got some folks coming on. Natalie Mullinex, who is graciously allowing us to use her Blog Talk Radio channel this morning. And she's going to be with us. Also, Deborah Wittig, a good friend, and going to talk a little bit about some things that coincide with this Kidstar Radio Network. So stay tuned for that. Just want to reset here at the top of the hour, and I'm going to check with Bruce. But I think, and this is kind of typical in fundraising radio stuff because I've done a lot of them over 35 years. First hour, no. At this point, my last report was no donations yet in the first hour. So you could be the first person to make a donation. Here's our goal, $5,000 today. And I'm going to be talking. I'm going to be making like Ted Cruz, and I'm going to be talking until we get that $5,000. So if we go off of the three Blog Talk channels at 2 o'clock Pacific, I'm going to jump on Ustream or actually maybe even jump on the Kidstar Radio Network and keep going. So, but we need your help. $5,000, as Bo said earlier, that's 50 folks doing a one-time $100 gift, tax-deductible, 501c3, Daystar, I should say Kidstar Radio Network is a 501c3 corporation. And so at the end of the year here, this would be a tax-deductible charitable donation. And so, again, all you do that is go to kidstar.org, and you click on the big purple button that says Become a Kidstar Champion and click on that. Who's going to be the first? We will applaud you and read your name when we get that first one. So, again, kidstar.org and click the purple button and be the first donation on our way to $5,000 today. You've just heard Perry Damone spent quite a bit of time with us talking about the beginnings of Kidstar, his vision, his passion. You can hear it in his voice, passionate about it, seeing kids' lives changed. And we're going to have on several of the current hosts over the next few hours. Mario Jr. is going to be joining us here in just a few this hour, the host of the Alive and Green Show. He's an environmental activist out of Florida, and he's going to be on the phone with us. And so stay tuned for that. Several co-hosts in the 10 o'clock hour, Dr. Lynn Wicker, superintendent, Florida State University Schools. In the 11 o'clock hour, Deanne Shepley, who's a speaker and coach and author and passionate about giving back and kids as well. Dave Ferguson going to join us noon Pacific. And then 12:30 Pacific, we've got Annette is going to be with us, Lynch, and she is an Olympian. She's an Olympian. She was a volleyball player in the Olympics, and she's from Maui, and she helps kids. She coaches them on public speaking for the TEDx events on Maui. So she'll be joining us. And in the 1 o'clock hour Pacific time, Sandy C. Maui, Sandy Conway, and Kaylin Benham are going to join us co-hosting as well. And we'll have several guests and hosts all along the way as we go. But the important thing is that you go to kidstar.org and you donate. So again, kidstar.org. Please go there. This could be a 24-hour deal. I sat on a billboard for a week saving freshman sports once at a local high school. So don't get me started. I'm committed to this thing. So need to hear from you. Kidstar.org. Again, you don't have to call in to pledge like other kind of fundraisers on air that you hear on radio. All you have to do is go to kidstar.org, and we will definitely, you know, thank you on air, unless, of course, you say not to. But okay, so I'm already getting a little froggy. All right, let's go to the phone zone and see who's there. Hi, who's this?
This is Mario Richley Jr., also known as Eco Jr. How are you doing
today?
What's
up, buddy?
Doing well. Oh, my goodness. This is going to be so awesome. Well, first and foremost, I must say thank you, Mr. Randy, for hosting this eight-hour filibuster. I love that name. I just love it, the filibuster. I'm about to use that for one of my shows here, Fundraiser.
Yeah, man.
And also welcome aboard the GT Radio, Kidstar Radio Network Hawaii. This is amazing, and this is one of my dreams to have a radio station in every single state here. So this is amazing. Thank you so much.
Wow. Well, thank you, man. And, you know, again, I can hear in your voice already just, you know, the radio chops, of course. You've got them down. You know, you've got the personality and the chops, man, and you're passionate about something, and so you combine all that together, and that makes for great radio, because I know people tune into radio to be inspired, to be informed often, you know, and when you can do both of those things, it's magic. And
exactly.
So, Mario, you host a show, and it's called Alive and Green.
Yes, sir.
The Alive and Green show, and you're an environmental activist, so talk to us about how your passion got stirred, and then also how you began to get into radio.
Wow, that is an awesome question. I'm going to probably be talking here for about 15 million minutes right here. Well, you know what? To get started here, I first was in the school, a matching school at Town Center. This is where it really started to be, you know, kicking off my Go Green journey here. And at the time, my parents were really getting into green. It was about 2010, 2011, and I was really interested in what going green had to offer because it was kind of new. I mean, it was there, but no one really talked about it, so this was like those years were like the go green boom, kind of like from what I like to call it. So my parents were really into it, and I was really interested and very intrigued in what they were talking about. So in those months and in that year, at a magic school at Town Center, we had a science fair. And that really did interest me, and that kind of showed us how to have our little creativity spark and, you know, to see what everybody's interested in, and that really, you know, showed some things. And my favorite subject was science. I really did love science and math and things like that. So, I mean, those are, like, awesome. So I was like, awesome, a science fair. My first science fair. I mean, and also, mind you, that was the first year that Imagine was even there. Like, I was there from the beginning where that was. So we were in the science fair, and I wanted to make sure that my science fair was something about going green and actually having something about environmental. And so I went into the subject of environmental. And my project was called Biodegradable versus Non-Biodegradable. And what biodegradable means is that when you put it in the dirt, it breaks down for the earth and it's healthy for the earth. And you can use those products for eating or drinking or anything. So I was seeing what those versus would happen, and if we use biodegradable products more, would that affect the world in a huge way? So in that time period, I had actually won first place in my regional, so I was just like, that was amazing. I mean, my first time, my science fair, my mom and my dad were, you know, just so proud of me, like, and everything like that. And, I mean, it was amazing. I mean, I was that was my first ribbon that I ever got, ever. So I was like, even a blue ribbon was like, I got a blue ribbon, like, that's awesome, you know? So, I mean, from that point on, it just traveled. And then the next was state. And so I went in there, and that's when it kind of really got tough, because you had to talk about your project. At the first, in your school ranking, you just had to put your project board out there, and the teachers would look at it, see your little portfolio of what you did, see your data there and your title, and see what it is and everything like that. And you weren't there, you know. But for the second one, you actually had to go to a college, and you had to stand up there, wait for judges to come by, talk about your project, about what you love, or what your project is about, analyze as see your data, and you know, see, you know, what's the difference, why it's important to you, what's your hypothesis. You know, it was amazing, and I was just seeing everything and everybody's project, and I'm like, there's hundreds of kids here. I mean, hundreds.
Wow.
It was my first time being in any kind of tournament ever, and I was like, wow, this is really cool. This is what I love to do. This is what I am very interested in.
Mm.
And what I would like to talk about. So when people would come by, I was talking about my project like it was just nothing. I mean, of course, I had practice with my mom and my dad. My dad, and my mom made sure that I knew my information down pat. You know, so I had plenty of practice. So and I also have made first place there as well. And
wow.
I mean, That was absolutely blissful right there. I mean, coming home from that, I was like, this is amazing. So the next was state. Like that was a huge thing. Like that was like, wow. Like
yeah.
I made it here my first year talking about something. Like I didn't know it was gonna go that far. Like I thought I was gonna do it right quick and that was gonna be it, and that was just gonna be the end of it. I didn't know I was going to get first place, go to the next place, and get a first place off that. But now it was state, and this is where it really became like, okay, so you're here, you're talking about your project here, and this time it was like hundreds, I mean, a whole bunch of kids, I mean, from different states and everything, seeing different immersive schools, kids coming to it. I never saw them before, talking to them. You know, seeing what their projects were, and also having some fun on the school bus, you know, playing our DSs and back and everything like that. So it was a really big experience for me at that point. And that was just, it was really cool. So at that time, it was really serious. And, I mean, they had a whole bunch of judges, and I saw actual trophies. Like, that was the actual trophies ones, right, you know, right there. Because I got another blue ribbon for my regionals. So that was two. This is like the actual trophies. I never had a trophy before. I've had, you know, a multitude of friends having trophies. I never had one, which I didn't really care about that. But it was just like, now I have my own trophy,
yeah.
You know. I have my own trophy that I can show off. And I'm like, I've got a trophy now, you know. So I thought that was cool. So and that one right there, I had made third place. And I was my cousins and aunties were there, and I was so proud of myself for making it all the way here.
Wow.
My first try, I was like, I love this.
Wow.
And I really do. I love showing off my project, and you know, and just showing everyone that you know what I did and how I think this will help the world. So I mean, from that right there, that just took it off right there. I was like, okay.
Wow.
So now I'm home. And I'm like, okay. So now the science fair is over, right? Okay. So I still like talking about going green and environmental and how to save the world and also in a very sustainable way. Because at that time, you know, technology is amazing, but it does have its faults, and that's what we need to change, you know. I mean, I think once we have our technology to where it does not hurt us at all in no kind of way, I think that's when we will sustain true bliss, you know, and true happiness and no worries at all. So I wanted to talk about that, and I love I love just talking to different people about what I like to do. And I thought that was cool. People actually listened, you know. And at that time, after the science fair, I did an SGA, which is my student government association, started off and like and everything. And I wanted to run for president. I wanted to change my school for the better. I wanted to actually be a part of my school or organization and make it better and what we can accomplish. So that spurred, you know, a whole other topic right there. But to cut that short story short right there, I was actually awarded president of SGA, my first tryout. And that was amazing. And one of my goals was to have a recycling program in our school. I didn't see none there. So I was like, you know, we just have trash upon trash upon trash in our school. We don't have no way to actually recycle it. So I wanted to make sure if anything I was going to do, I wanted to do that. I wanted to make sure my school had a recycling program in our school. And I thought that right there would really make me a staple in the school. I thought that was going to be really fun. So what I did for that, I was, you know, looking around. I was like, how am I going to do this? You know, I'm saying I am going to do it, you know. I don't know how I'm going to yet. You know, yet.
I love that.
So I'm with my parents, and my parents, I love them so much. They helped me. Without them, I would not be talking to you right now today, because without them, there is no Eco Junior, because this is definitely a team effort right here. This is a team, family-based effort, and I definitely do love them. So we had said, well, why don't we, you know, we have a recycling program in our, you know, neighborhood, which is Waste Pro. So we were like, why don't we call out Waste Pro? Why don't we call out Waste Pro and see what they like about it? You know, we're talking about them, and I'm like 11 years old. You know, I'm 11 years old going to these places. I'm like, let's do it. You know. So this is how I really started to kick off right here. This is just a great story that I like to talk about here. Going to Waste Pro, I wanted to go there, see what they do, and you know, see how they would implement having a recycling program at a match and have an actual route there, you know, having it picked up. But also I wanted to make sure that the kids were involved with it. I wanted to make sure it wasn't just like, oh, you know, that's exactly what, you know, Mario did, and that's what the what adults do, you know, and that's it. I wanted to make sure that the kids were having fun with it and they had something to have a goal in, because I am a true gamer. I am a true hardcore gamer. I love games. And I love that because they have goals and they have achievements, trophies, and things like that for you to get and to achieve for. So I was like, okay, well, I love games. Let's implement something fun for kids to do, to want to recycle, to want to save our school and have it very sustainable and have our own thing. So I said, well, why don't we have pizza parties? Because, man, I'm telling you right now, imagine school loves some pizza. I tell you that right now. They love some pizza. Mm-hmm. We had pizza parties almost every single year. And I was like, you know, why not have a recycling program, and the goal is to have a pizza party for that classroom who recycles the most that year. And the kids loved it. And I was like, okay, that's great. So the kids are already into it already. So now we're at Waste Pro in here, and I put my little sales pitch there, and of course my mom and dad are there to back me up and things like that. But they loved it, and the woman I met was Miss Nancy Finley, and she loved it. She loved it, and she was actually thinking about doing something just like it. So it was like perfect timing, and I was like, great, all right, awesome. So we have Waste Pro on our team. Like, we have an actual company having a bus route there and an actual board and a badge that you give to all the classroom mates there, and they have an actual certificate that's made from Waste Pro, and they have that in the classroom, showing up in that classroom, who, you know, whoever recycles the most that year. But it was a really full-fledged thing. I love that. It was serious but fun at the same time. It was something that it was a staple in there. So we did that, and I'm like, okay. So in this year, I placed in science fair my first time out, and now I'm an SGA president in my school, and now.
Yep.
I have accomplished with friends and family an actual Waste Pro recycling program in my school. And I thought, I was just like, this is amazing. What else can I do? Like, this is so cool. I can't believe I am doing this. You know, this is something that I believed in.
How old were you when you were doing all this?
I was 11 years old when I did that. I was 11 years old. And that was just the beginning. After that, I was just so proud of everyone, and the kids loved it, and my teachers were like, "Wow, this is amazing!" And even to this day, I am actually homeschooled due to the shows and the events that I go to. I was like, "Well, I mean, trying to do homework, coming home and doing shows, I'm not going to be able to do that. So I have to kind of have some sort of." More leeway for my school program and also my career. And that's how Kidstar came along. So now, even to this day, the recycling program is still going on, even though I'm not in the school. But I will, after the year ends and we see who has recycled the most, I will go there and I will do a little speech there. The kids will see me, and I will hand the certificate off to the classroom, and they still remember me till this day, even though it's 2013. I was about to be 2014. They are still doing it. I still have my footmark, my footprint in Imagine School at Townsend, and my first school that I was there from the beginning. And I thought that was like that was too cool. Like, no other kid could say that they did that. And I was like, wow. I mean, that is so cool. And at that time, it was about sixth grade. I was there, and I was like, okay, so what else can I do here? And I was like, okay, so I'm talking a lot about what I love to do. I'm talking in student government. I was talking in my science fair about what I like to do to kids and judges and things like that. So apparently, I like to talk to people. I like to talk. Okay, that's basically what I like to do. So let's implement what I love to do from what I like to talk, and let's implement how am I going to be able to implement what I love to do and talking at the same time and telling a lot of people who like to listen about what the same subject I'm talking about. And we were like, what about a radio show? We listen to radio shows all the time, going into cars. We even listen to it on our computers all the time. We listen to great, Steve Harvey and all of them. So we were looking
Love
on
me
the,
some Steve Harvey.
Right. Exactly.
Mm.
So we were looking to see, what kind of radio station, maybe we can put it in our school. I've heard of, colleges and high schoolers having a radio station in their school talking about, lunch and things like that. But I didn't even want to talk about lunch. I want to talk about, what I like to do, a little 15-20-minute spew of what I like to do, what's going on in the world today, and have some fun facts that kids like to talk about. I like fun facts. I like learning new things, interesting things, about animals, the world, technology, science, math, anything. I like learning about interesting things, not boring things. I think that's a waste of time. But interesting things, I can dig that, so I wanted to make sure that kids had something, fun to listen to, especially like right in the morning when they're, eating their cereal or something like that. So we're looking on the internet and seeing how can we do that? How can we have something right in the school that I can go to and things like that? So we crossed over Kidstar.com. Or actually Kidstar.org, actually.
Don't worry,
we passed over that, and we loved it. We loved it. we saw what they were doing. A main thing that popped up was actually Kidstar War, and that's one of the main things that we were actually listening to back in the day. So we were listening to them and saying, how can we get this in our school, you know? How can we get this in our school right today?
Yeah,
you know? So we were looking on, you know, how to contact somebody, and we contacted Mr. Perry DeMone. And from there, right there, from contacting Mr. Perry DeMone, we had an amazing talk, an amazing, wonderful talk that brought me here today. Talking here today and how I love to talk about Alive and Green. Everything from being alive to green. And that's how it pretty much started in a short story right there. From a short story, that's how I got started with Kidstar.
Wow, dude. That is, again, by the way, you're listening to Kidstar.org. We're live right now on Kidstar.org. It is, and, of course, we're at blogtalkradio.com/Realty Universal. Thank you to Natalie and the gang at Realty Universal for letting us camp out on their channel. We're talking to Mario Jr., who is the host of the Alive and Green Show. And we just want to remind you that you can call in, or I should say you can call in, absolutely. If you want to talk to Mario right now, you can absolutely call in at 347-945-5428. We'll take calls. But we're looking for donations today. This is our filibuster for funds. I'm making like Ted Cruz today. I'm going to talk until we raise $5,000 to help Kidstar expand into Hawaii. They're calling it Keiki Radio there, which is kids in Hawaiian. So Keiki Radio. We do have, let me just jump on real quick, Mario, take a brief time out. We've got some donations that have come in, so we want to thank some folks. We want to thank the Center for Innovative Educational Solutions, $250. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Wow.
Also, Deborah Wittig, $100. And an anonymous donor from Florida, $10. Should we go ahead and spill the beans there or not?
yeah, okay. You can spill all the beans on that.
We might as well spill the beans because Mario Jr., who's the host of the show we've been talking about, he just donated $10. That's how much he cares about what's going on here in the expansion of Kidstar. So let me do the math. 100, 250, 350, 360 so far donated toward our goal of $5,000. So thank you. Go to kidstar.org. This is different than your typical pledge drive, if you will. You don't have to call in to do a pledge. All I'm asking you to do is go to kidstar.org, click on that big purple button there that says Become a Kidstar Champion, and bam, you can help us help kids worldwide. So, Mario, we've got a few more minutes, about five more minutes with you, and I wanted to ask you, when is your show on, and what time, and when can people tune in?
Times and when they can tune in, my email is Mario Jr. at TeamNicoJr.com. My Facebook is Mario Richie Jr. My Twitter is EcoJr98. And they can tune in every Tuesday at 2 p.m. PST and 5 p.m. EST on www.voiceamericakids.com. And also, they can see me at the Florida Mall at Microsoft. And every third Thursday,
really?
Every Saturday. Yeah.
So, you telling me what you do? Like, do you do your show there?
I actually do my show at the Microsoft store right there, and people can look in and see me talking, and they can actually come on the show if they want to come on the show. That's fine. We can talk about anything. We can talk about the new, latest, you know, footwear or whatever they want to talk about, or if they just want to say hi, my name is this, and pew, right on out, that's fine with me. Let's go ahead and do it. We're having some fun over there.
So you do your show from the Microsoft store once a month, right? Is that what you just said?
Yes, sir.
That is so stinking cool. And now, how old are you now, if I may ask? How old are you now?
I am 15 years old and loving every minute of it.
Loving every minute of it. Now, and this radio show, how long have you been doing the radio show?
I've been doing this for a year and a half, but I've been working with KISSR for 4 years now.
Oh, okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Wow. So you got involved with KidStar way before you started doing the show. What were you doing prior to doing the show?
Well, I was prior to doing the show, I was doing a lot of I was trying to get my show started in a master school at Town Center, and that's how we were really starting to get along with having my own show at Voice America, because at that time period, KidStar and Voice America was having a great time, and they were about to partner up. So KidStar and Mr. Perry thought it would be a great idea, because they were already going to partner up anyway to have my show on VoiceAmericaKids.com, because I could have my own show, but it's also sponsored by KidStar as well.
Oh, gotcha. Well, I tell you what, man, I'm going to give you a parting shot here, because we've got to move on to some other guests, but you are an inspiration, my man. I mean, my goodness. I mean, I'm fired up just listening to you, and I'm an old guy, and I can imagine kids hearing you talk about all that you did when you were 11 years old, and you know, just again, when I think, you know, when you combine, you know, passion with you know, with radio, and then obviously your verbal skills, you've got, you know, a recipe there to inspire others to be all they can be. And I'm gonna let you rant here for a minute or so if you want, and just talk to kids that might be listening going, wow, dude sounds amazing. I don't know if I could do that. Talk to kids about finding their passion and making a difference.
Oh, man. Well, you know what? I think really what it starts out with, to really get your goals and your dreams started, it's just listen to yourself. See what you love to do. And if you really want to take that to a career level, go ahead and do it. This is your life. You can do whatever you want. Don't let nobody say you can't do it. Because if that was happening, I would never would have, went to my Science Fair state. I would have just did it, and I would have got third place, and I would have been it, and ever. But I wanted to make sure that my science project was going to be great. I wanted everybody to know what I was going to be doing, and I wanted to make sure people knew that biodegradable versus non-biodegradable was a serious topic. And from that forth, I couldn't be a president. I mean, from that point, I never would have thought I was going to be an SGA president, but you know what I said? Let's persevere. Let's see what happens and things like that. And, man, with KidStar.org, if you want to be a radio broadcaster or a chef, or anything, a football player, anything. KidStar is really a great place to start your foot, because, man, Mr. Perry is amazing. He is one of the only CEOs I know of that will work with you from start to finish and then beyond, you know? He's the only kind of person I know that would do that. He talks to all the kids, he knows everybody. By a first name basis, we love him from our dearest hearts. I mean, he is a great guy and a great teacher, a great tutor, and I think that's how I've got to this level. It's just I learned from the best. I mean, Mr. Perry is amazing. I have Mr. Bruce on my side, my parents, friends. I'm talking on different kind of radio shows, and I'm loving what I love to do. I'm talking about what I love to do, I think from that point right there, just find what you love to do. I think that's going to be the main, you know, stone to build on right there. I think you just need to learn what you need to do, love what you need to do, and I think from that point, if you persevere through the tough times and the good times, you know, if you really love to do something, there's going to be bad times, but you know what? That just proves how much you're passionate about what you love to do. That's test. And that right there, that's gonna build your character and your self esteem and your speech. It's gonna turn into something great. And like I said, I'm only 15 right now, but from the tutoring from Mr. Perry, it's I know I'm going to be going to a great place because, I mean, he is so amazing. I love him so much, and I thank him for opening my eyes to my dream. You know, this is what I love to do. I want to be a talk show host just like Conan O'Brien. I want to be a late-night talk show host just like Conan O'Brien. This is what that's what I love to do, but also a radio show with it. So this is what I love to do. This is my dream.
Dude, you're inspiring. My goodness. One more time, that's Tuesdays at 5 o'clock Eastern is your show, Tuesdays at 5 Eastern?
Yes, sir.
That's right. Okay, very, very cool, man. And your contact info is there. It's on kidstar.org, Voice America Kids Network as well. Thank you, man. Thank you for coming on and inspiring us. And thank you for all that you do. Keep it up.
Thank you so much for having me on your show. I love it. And anytime you want me to come back on your show, I'm already there. I am already there.
Yeah, buddy. We will get you back. I'll talk to your agent. Okay. Thanks, man.
All right. For sure.
All right, buddy. All right, man. Wow. Can I say wow? Holy moly. That's powerful. Again, Mario, the host of the Alive and Green Show, Tuesdays, 5 o'clock Eastern. Again, kidstar.org is the organization, Kidstar Radio Network, and they actually do the programming for the Voice America. You heard him mention Voice America Network, and they do the programming for the Voice America Kids Channel. And so you can hear him on both networks, essentially, right there. And how inspiring is that? That's why we're doing what we're doing right here, right now, for as long as it takes. It's to help kids like Mario find their voice. You know, now he found his before he even did radio, but, you know, there are kids, as Perry talked about earlier, we had Perry Damone on, the founder, earlier in the hour, and he talked about kids when they go to schools who sometimes it takes months for them to kind of coax it out of them because, you know what, let's just talk about it. There are adults who don't know what their passion is. There are people my age who don't know what their passion is, but much less kids, but as Perry said, when you start asking kids what would they like to do a radio show about, oh my goodness, their passion begins to kind of percolate and bubble up. And Deborah Wittig, we're going to be talking to her again. She kicked in $100 this hour. Also, the Center for Innovative Education Solutions kicked in $250. And Mario Jr., the young man you just heard, the 15-year-old, donated $10. So we're at about $360 right now on our way to the goal of $5,000by whenever we get it done. So this is a filibuster for funds until we get her done. And a couple folks in the phone zone right now. Natalie Mullinex is there, and I want to go to her right now. Hi, Natalie.
Hey, Randy. How are you? Wonderful, wonderful show.
Wow. Wow. Yeah.
Amazing,
amazing
huh?
guy, huh?
Yeah, he was just one amazing guy. Wow, amazing. I won't see him in 20 years. Can you imagine? Amazing. Wonderful.
15 years old. Well,
amazing.
I want to thank you for letting us camp out on your radio channel today, Realty Universal, Blog Talk Radio. You know, you have been an inspiration to me. We've known each other for several years, and you know, we've hosted a blog talk show together now for a couple of years. Hard to imagine that it's flown by. And you're very inspirational to me, and I know to others who you come across. And thank you for letting us kind of use your channel.
Thank you for you. You're amazing. You're amazing. But this was so much fun today. I'm really it's really exciting.
Yeah, we're actually – and we're simulcasting right now at kidstar.org. So, folks, you can listen at kidstar.org. And here in about 20 minutes, we're going to jump over to another Blog Talk page because I just found this out, Natalie. A Blog Talk gives us 2 hours maximum per day. So we've been on from 8 a.m. Pacific, so we'll be on till 10, and then we're going to move over to another.
Fantastic.
And it's all on KQ Radio Facebook page, also on kidstar.org. You can get the information on where we're moving next, and we'll talk about that. But, Natalie, again... hang on just a sec. Let me see who else we have in the zone here. It looks like a Houston area code. Is that Deborah Wittig?
Yes, it is. Hey, great
Hi,
show.
Deborah, welcome.
Thank you. Oh, my goodness, it's been awesome listening to Mario. Wow.
Amazing.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, now, thank you for, first of all, thank you for coming on, and thank you for the donation to get us rolling. You're the first one to launch us today, so very, very cool. Thank you so much. And you do a thing, a kind of a teaching deal where you talk about awakening the warrior within, you know, and Mr. Mario has found his inner warrior, has he not?
Yes, he has. That is so encouraging for somebody his age to have such a voice. I'm getting stirred up for the kids. I was listening to them and thought, wow, the kids,
yeah.
If we could get them that young, oh my goodness, when they're our age, they won't be struggling with who am I and what am I supposed to be doing? That guy is not going to be worried about that. It's awesome.
Yeah, no, he's got it. He's found it, you know, and I know you talk to folks, because I know you coach. Natalie and I talk to folks on our radio show and, of course, in her job and my job, but in real life, we talk to people all the time who have not found their passion, don't know what, if you would ask them what their passion is or purpose, they couldn't tell you. And I think this whole KidStar model helps kids to find that early.
What a great foundation. What a great foundation. Amazing. And you said it, once they have it too, and they've got it, it's going to be, that's forever. That's, so we need to help as much as we can. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah,
awesome.
Hey, Deb, are you still there?
Yes, I am here.
Okay. So let's do this. We've got in this segment here, we've got about another 10 minutes or so. Talk a little bit about, for some people who, and again, obviously this is KidStar. We're talking about kids. I happen to know because today is a special day and we're doing this kind of fundraiser, this filibuster for funds that there are a lot of adults checking in throughout the day. We have people like Sandy C. Maui and Eric Blair and others, Athena Moberg, people on Maui right now who are tweeting, and this is going out to literally hundreds of thousands of people, and so we have no idea who might be listening. But we just heard a young man. We've actually heard a couple young men this morning talking. They found their passion. Earlier we heard Connor Brantley, who's a White House press correspondent. His passion is politics, and through radio, he's found himself in the White House press corps at 15 years of age. And then we just heard Mario Jr., the Alive and Green show, and he's an environmentalist from Florida. But let's just kind of say, okay, whether you're a kid or whether you're, not so much a kid, let's just put it that way, how do people waken the warrior within? I know you'd kind of do a teaching. Give us kind of a short version of your a couple of bullet points on how people might be able to waken the warrior within and find their passion and purpose.
I think people have to realize that they're stronger than they currently believe. I think a long time, myself, and I've seen so many others that believe, oh my gosh, I'm so weak, I can't do this. We mentally project ourselves into the future. Oh, if this happened, I just couldn't handle it. But fact is we can, and we do. We handle those things. We're so much stronger than we believe. And so it's really, I think if you really want to awaken it and find out what you're capable of, you've got to push yourself. Whichever way that means,
yeah.
I mean, we could bring it into the physical realm and just say, well, push yourself to run a mile. Whatever. I mean, some activity that maybe you didn't think you could do, try it. Just push it and see exactly what you're capable of. That's how some of that came up. Crisis is certainly something that will reveal the warrior within. So it's not always a fun path to learn that. It wasn't a fun path for me to discover the warrior. You know, it's when I was hit with stuff going on in and around my family that, you know, I was under it for so long. I thought, oh, my gosh, I can't deal with this. Then I finally thought, wait a minute, no. I am going to deal with this. Enough of this. I'm fighting back. And that's what happened. You know, you might think, well, it's the mama bear or the papa bear rising up, go, you know what, I'm going to fight for my kid. I'm going to fight for what I believe in. So therein is part of the key. What do you believe in? What is worth fighting for? I think there's a quote, and forgive me, I don't remember who said it, but if you have nothing worth dying for, then you really have nothing worth living for. We've got to, where's the passion? What are we passionate for? And let's focus in on wherever that passion is. And so it's helping people find that passion. It was encouraging for me to hear that these kids have found their passion, and at a young age, they are already working it. That's powerful. We will see those kids later. They will be leaders in the adult community when they get there. They're already leaders in their own right, but their voices will become more strong because they've learned it at such a young age. It's powerful. I'm seriously thinking about getting involved with kids, you know. It's really stirred that. But that's...
Well, yeah, because Bo brought it up. His category, you know, his lane, his expertise is financial advising. And how many times have you heard Dave Ramsey, you know, talk to adults who are trying to get out of debt, and, oh, I wish somebody would have taught us when we were young, you know, how they talk about, man, these kids, if they, like, start putting, like, $100 away a month or every other month, you know, when they're 12, 15 years of age, whoa, they're millionaires, you know, by the time they're, whatever, 30, and you know, anyway. So, yeah, the idea of whatever the category is, and for you, I know it's helping, you know, kids find their purpose and their passion, finding that warrior. And you said something that's very true, and this goes to kids. This is where you could really kind of zoom in and really make a difference, and especially kids who are going through tough stuff, and there's a lot of them, right? And mm-hmm. so you said something about how what's the word I wanted? I forgot what you used, but tragedy or turmoil or bad stuff that happens to us. Crisis is a great, great way, if they can be taught, again, at an early age, how to find, you know, the good and learn from it instead of just dwell, because kids don't know any better, and they'll just dwell and cry and feel bad. But for somebody like you to go in there and teach them that there's a way to turn this to good at an early age, wow.
Right, and to help them feel powerful. And I think that's really what's touching me about, like, the KidStar is the kids are given a voice, which means they're made to feel that they're powerful. They're not hidden away in a corner, that not to be seen and not to be heard. That's kind of really old mm-hmm. school thinking. But they're made to feel like, hey, I have some power in and of my own right to say things, to have feelings, to have beliefs. And I think that is a powerful thing. And to help them know you do have the power over your circumstances. Sure, there's some things you can't affect, but there are things that you can, and to help them understand that they can. And I think that would help this whole generation. I kind of wish they had learned that. Now we're having to do it, you know, from the back end. A generation of kids who feel powerless. And I use the word kids loosely. I'm sorry. My kids are almost in their 20s, and I still call them kids, so forgive me for that. I just aged myself, but here we go. But they feel like, well, I don't know what to do. I can't do anything. And the powerlessness that I witness from so many that I've talked to, you know, it disturbs me greatly. And I'm in there speaking to them, hey, you're not powerless. You can do something. What do you think you can do? You know, what can you do about the situation? So if we can empower the kids, the adults will be better off later, you know, when they grow up. So I tell you what, I'm getting fired up about this. I really am.
Wonderful.
Yeah, but I do see adults who are struggling so, so much. I thought, oh, if you learned this when you were younger, that you have the power, you know, to affect something. You definitely have the power of your emotions. You have the power of your thoughts, even when you don't have control of circumstances. Because adults
and
are
kids
gonna,
don't
you
have
know,
the
leave
ceiling,
the
though, that we learned. They don't have the ceiling that we learn when we get older. You know, they really know they can do any. If they learn young, they don't have that experiences to put a ceiling in place. So they don't have the glass. It can break through the glass ceiling easier, I believe, if they know they're taught. We can get a hold of them, right? And wonderful.
Oh, man.
And with social media, and it's so much easier now. This is great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. So we are again coming up to the top of the hour. And what we're going to be doing, of course, is switching over to another blog talk channel. There'll be some music as we switch channels on kidstar.org. But again, we're at about, as we wrap up the first 2 hours, I think we're at about 360 toward our goal of $5,000. So I'm going to filibuster like Ted Cruz did. You know, we're going to filibuster for funds until we get her done. So it could be, you know, it could be an all-nighter. And folks, Don't challenge me, because I sat on a billboard for a week and broadcast live from a billboard as we raised money for high school sports. So once we say we're going to do this, we're going to do this. And You know, again, we're at 360 on our way to $5,000. And boy, by the top of the hour, could we get to 500? Could we get maybe three of you to do $50? You do that at kidstar.org. It's a tax-deductible donation. Go to kidstar.org, press the big purple button that says Become a KidStar Champion, and boom, you can help us. Let's get to $500 by 10 o'clock Pacific time, which is coming up in about 6 minutes. Please do that. And let me just go back one more time. Natalie, I want to say again, Natalie, thank you for letting us the Real
Thank
Universal
you.
Channel.
Thank you.
Thank you for inspiring me over the years and others. And we're excited about all that's going on, and you've been a real blessing
today. God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so again, Natalie Mullinex, founder and president of Realty Universal, her website, realtyuniversal.com. And, man, good friend, mentor to me, encourager. And Deborah Wittig, you rock. Warrioress.
Thank you.
Is that a word? Warrioress?
Warrioress?
Or is it warrior?
I don't know. We can make it a word.
Warrior. You kicked us off this hour with the first donation, so thank you so much for that. So believe in not only, you know, talking the talk, but you're walking the walk, and
gotta put my money
really
where my mouth is.
Yeah, thank you so much. This is really, as you heard the kids, you start to kind of get an idea of why Perry DeMone is so excited, why anybody who encounters this program is excited. I mean, it's for underserved schools. You know, like I said, we're talking to schools in the LA Unified School District who are all about, you know, getting in after-school programs in really bad areas, frankly, to keep kids on campus. All the way to, again, they do them at major sporting events like Dodger Stadium and, you know, other professional teams. As you kind of go down this rabbit hole of KidStar Radio Network, it is as Perry said, there is no box. You know, it's just limitless what the kids can do when they find their passion and utilize radio. And I know you share kind of that love of radio and with me and the passion for using it to make a difference.
Yeah, it's powerful. I'm already thinking about, you know, what can I do even here locally in Houston, which I heard him mention Houston, so I'll have to find out what's going on there. But thinking about the underprivileged, you know, the kids that – they have a rougher time. They're the ones that need to find their voice. They're the ones that need to find the voice. The affluent kids, not so much. It is those. And I've worked with some of those through when I worked with the Salvation Army and the Boys and Girls Club. You know, I've seen them. They need a voice. Those precious little ones, they need a voice. And it would empower them to be and do all that they've been destined to be and do. So powerful.
Well, thank you so much. Again, your website is takeonlife.net.
Yes.
Correct? TakeOnLife.net. Folks who might have been piqued interest in terms of the awakening the warrior within. And she's going to be with us on Pono Radio as well, which is another one. PonoRadio.org is the website there. But for today, we're stepping back and kind of doing the go-giver thing, and we're helping Keiki Radio, which is Hawaiian for Kids. Kids Radio, which is expanding, KidStar Radio Network expanding into Hawaii. And kidstar.org is the website. And Deborah, thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, absolutely. It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Okay. So Deborah Wittig on, again, takeonlife.net is her website. Check that out. Realtyuniversal.com is Natalie's website. And again, for all of your real estate questions, whether you're a broker, buyer, just, you know, person that wants to know more information, there's a multitude of information right there. And so that's going to be it for this first 2 hours. I think, let me look at the tote board. Thank you, Natalie. Thank you. She's also going to donate $100. So now we're at 460 here as we come to the top of the hour, 10 o'clock Pacific time. We're at 460. So we're a tenth away to the $5,000 goal. And we've got some hosts coming up in the next couple hours who I think are going to add to that total. They're fired up. Coming up in the next hour, I'm pumped about Dr. Lynn Wicker. She's going to join us, Administrator, Director, Florida State University Schools. And then the 11 o'clock hour, Deanne Shepley, who's an author, a speaker, coach, and she's passionate as well about kids and about helping them be all they can be. So the 10 and 11 o'clock hour coming up, we're going to be over on another Blog Talk channel. It's called blogtalkradio.com/Dr. Rhonda, all lowercase, D-R-R-O-N-D-A, okay? So it's blogtalkradio.com/Dr. Rhonda, D-R-R-O-N-D-A. Or, of course, you can just listen at Kidstar, kidstar.org. We're going to be broadcasting live on kidstar.org all day. So check it out there. We're going to take a musical break and be back on Kidstar in about 5 minutes or so. So thank you again, and we'll see you on the other side.